Have you heard about Propane Taxi? Propane Taxi is a propane grill tank home delivery service, and it's ridiculously easy to order a propane grill tank delivered right to your door. Now's the perfect time of year to get outside and grill with family and close friends or heat up the patio. Make sure you've got propane for any occasion. Go to PropaneTaxi.com, use promo code TANK10, and your first tank exchange is just $10. Promo code TANK10 for a $10 tank exchange. No delivery fees, no commitment, and no contact. PropaneTaxi.com. Propane grill tank home delivery. Promo code TANK10.
Are you ready for best life minus the burnout? I'm Zuri Hall from NBC's Access Hollywood, and my new podcast, Hot Happy Mess, is all about the most important VIP, you. Join us each Monday as we discuss relationships, self-care, career, and much more. Our podcast is for mindful, ambitious, diverse millennial women who are ready for more happiness, laughter, peace, and purpose now. iHeartRadio is number one for podcasts, and it's easy to see why. Listen to Hot Happy Mess every week on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Now every customer, both new and existing, get the same great deal on the best devices.
Hello, hello, everyone. April Fool's Day is today. So, is this show, Love So Hate Talks So Raw, real, or has it been a joke all along? I kid. I am a real person. This is real life, like that. Have you all ever heard or seen that YouTube video where the little boy, I don't know, he went to the dentist and he was high off, like, whatever they gave him, and he looks at the camera and he's like, is this real life? This is you right now. And yes, this is real life. Love So Hate Talks So Raw here on Revolver Podcast. And today, on April Fool's Day, special April Fool's Day episode on a Saturday. I never ever do Saturday episodes, but I decided to come on in studio and give you an Ask So Hate special April Fool's Day episode. What does that mean? That means that I'm going to read some relationship and dating questions that I received. I will answer, and then you will be the judge. Is this a real question? Or is it just an April Fool's joke? I watch too much Sesame Street. Blame my baby. Blame Evan, who's, what's the number? Stop. I will not be doing that today. I promise. No baby talk, just love and relationship talk. I'm going to go with the first question because it's a good one. It's something that I think most of you will be able to relate to. Holler at me at social media before I forget, at Love So Hate. And please subscribe to the podcast if you are new. If you haven't subscribed and you listen, do me a solid. And if you love what you're hearing or if you hate it, leave a review. I'm open to criticism. It's life, man. It's life. So first question. Dear So Hate, sometimes when I go to my local Starbucks, this guy comes over and talks to me. I can't read. April Fools, I can't read. I'm illiterate. I'm just kidding. So the question continues. I found him on Instagram and it looks like he's single. Should I message him or will he think it's weird? You know what? I think it depends, lady, on the nature of your conversations at your local Starbucks. I would think personally that if a guy just ends up hitting me up on Instagram asking me for my number, that he's a little stalkery. I get it a lot. I get people DMing me and sending me private messages on Instagram. Men and women like, hey, you're cute. Hey, you're pretty. Hey, let's hang out. Like, you know, it's a dating. Instagram can be like great for dating if the person is open to dating you. You don't even know if he's single. So I would say tread lightly. What I would do, instead of being all stalkerish and emailing him on Instagram, hey, are you single? Hey, you want to hang? The next time you talk to him at your local Starbucks, start talking a little bit more about his life. Why don't you, instead of like, I don't know where you guys talk. Do you guys talk while you're getting coffee? Maybe you bump into him every day during lunch at work or something. I don't know. But what you can do is you can engage him in conversation and find out more about him before you take that plunge and ask him out or ask for his number. I would say, hey, do you have a minute? You know, can we sit down and chat? We talk all the time. Let's get to know each other. Nothing creepy. But if it's something that's in a rush, like you're always in and out and you have to like get back to the office, or you're just, or maybe it's like a drive-through, you go through. But no, it's not a drive-through, So Hate. April Fools, it's not a drive-through if you're talking to each other in the Starbucks. He's actually physically there. This is not in your imagination, child. So, yes, talk to him. Maybe have him sit down. get to know him a little bit better before you end up emailing him on Instagram, asking for his number, and him thinking that he has to block you because you're just a girl that he talks to once in a while in Starbucks to be nice. Like, maybe he's just, like, making conversation online, or he's just, like, opening the door for you and saying, have a great day, and you're like, he loves me! Take my advice, lady. Take my advice. Heed my warnings. You don't want to come off like the crazy girl who thinks, you know, that the guy's into them when all he's doing is being polite, and maybe he's just, like, an extra friendly guy. Talk to him and let me know what happens. At Love Suhaiti on social media. Hit me up and follow up. Okay. Next question. Dear Suhaiti, I went on 2 dates with this woman. We kissed and have a great connection. When we were supposed to go on our 3rd date, she texted me an hour before we were hanging out, telling me she had a gross cold. I replied telling her I hope she feels better and that it was okay to reschedule. That was a few days ago and I haven't really called or texted too much, or I'm not being too pushy. Is she blowing me off? Okay, so shit happens. People get sick. Is it a little rude that she canceled on you an hour before the date? Yeah, that's really rude. Actually, a guy did that to me when I was living in Los Angeles and I was single back in 2013. I was on Match.com and I met this really cute guy and we went out on 1 date and we had tons of chemistry. We didn't kiss, but it was the first date and we were supposed to go on a follow-up 2nd date. And like an hour before we were meeting up, I was leaving work at 5. We were supposed to meet up around 6. He ended up canceling on me. And the thing is, in Los Angeles, you can't give somebody an hour notice when you're canceling because it takes forever to get anywhere because of the freeway and the traffic. Same thing with New York City or Boston if you're driving. You can't expect me to like cancel a day. And if I was on the way, luckily I wasn't on the way, but I could have been on the way. So I do think that this girl that you're dating, this woman, was a little insensitive, if you're really dating her. April Fools? Is this an April Fools question? Is she your imaginary girlfriend? Did you not kiss? Are you talking to yourself? Did you go on a date with a blow-up doll, sir? Anyway, I just think that it was a little rude, a little inconsiderate. And if she liked you enough, she would have given you enough notice, because unless she was dying on her deathbed, she could have even texted you, hey, in the beginning of a day, I don't think I'm up to it today. Can we reschedule? Now, she didn't do that. What does this mean? Does this mean that she's not into you? I don't know, guy. I don't think that she's very into you, because from what I recall when I was single, even if I was on my deathbed, especially after the fact, I would reach out and I would, you know, when you're the one that messes up, whether you're a man or a woman, and yeah, she messed up, maybe she was sick and maybe it was by accident. But when you're the one that kind of bails on someone, whether you have a right reason to bail or a real reason to bail, April Fools, then you should be the one to follow up on whatever you bailed on. So she should have been the one to follow up with you on that 3rd date that she canceled an hour before the actual date. So yeah, I think she's blowing you off. I don't think that you should be too pushy unless you really like her and you think that maybe there's been a misunderstanding. Sometimes women do expect men to pursue them no matter what. Maybe she feels like you were hurt by the cancellation, the last minute cancellation. So she's kind of waiting for you to make the move. And since you're being very like lax and kind of you took your hands off it, as you said, and you haven't really been texting too much or calling her, maybe she thinks you're mad. Listen, it depends on how much you like this girl, and it also depends on the type of dynamic of the relationship that you want to have. Personally, I have always wanted to be with a man, and I am now, who makes an effort and really puts in his 100%, especially in the beginning of the relationship. And even when you're with someone for 10, 20 years, that shouldn't falter, that shouldn't stop, that effort shouldn't stop happening because you've been together for 10, 20, 30 years. But in the beginning of the relationship, that's when we show our best selves. That's when we put on our fantastic, fabulous face. Yes! That's when we're like, look at me, I am amazing, you want to be with me, don't you? That's when we put our best foot forward. She's not putting her best foot forward. Granted, maybe, yes, she had the flu. She felt gross. She felt like shit. But now what? Is she still feeling like shit three or four days later? You know? If she's still feeling like shit 3 or 4 days later, then maybe she has pneumonia and she needs to go to the hospital. But if maybe she's just waiting for you to contact her because she expects you to make the move, then you have to ask yourself if that's the girl that you really want to be with. And you have to ask yourself if she really wants to be with you, because she's not really showing that she is after she was the one that canceled last minute and was inconsiderate and hasn't really followed up with you. It was her bad and she needs to make up for that. Punto. I'm going to the next question. Dear Suhaiti, my 3-year anniversary is coming up and I don't know what to get my guy. He's amazing. He's my best friend. Any suggestions on the perfect gift? I really want to impress him. Okay, gift. Or gifts, if you have the money and the time to shop. Gift giving, I think, is so complicated when you're giving a gift to a man. I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm wrong. I feel like giving presents to women is usually easier because from the women I know, they usually like a lot of the same things. Like whether she's a girly girl, she might like makeup and, you know, something cute to wear and dresses and jewelry. If she's more of a tomboy or like a girl that likes sports, you get her tickets to a sports game. If you're dating a girl who, you know, loves to travel, you book her a trip. And I think men are also limited because of, like, it's a manly man and it has to be a manly gift. Manly men need manly gifts. So that means oftentimes that in order to get a man a gift, women think, or men that are dating men think, that it has to be like something super expensive and something super digital. And oftentimes that's what advertisers and companies push. Like Christmas, Valentine's Day, anniversaries, just like they push that engagement ring and that diamond necklace for women, they push like that, like high definition camera and like the biggest TV in the world to give to your man. It's like technology and caveman. This is what men want. It shouldn't be that way, though. What you really need to think about when thinking about this gift and what to give him and what to shop and what's going to make him the happiest for your 3rd year anniversary is, who is my guy? And what do I mean by that? Basically, what does he like? What makes him happy, right? And then think about the day-to-day things. Think about the things that you notice that just give him joy, everyday life. Also, you need to ask yourself, what's my budget? Do you have $600 to spend? If he's like a video game fanatic and he loves video games, can you get him a collector's edition of his favorite video game? Or like a comic fanatic? Or tickets to Comic-Con? You have to have money to get those big gifts. If you don't have money to get those big gifts, then you can create a gift. You can do something that's a little bit smaller but thoughtful. Again, you go back to the first question. Who is my guy? What brings him joy? Another thing is, what does my guy need? He might love to ski, but it doesn't mean that he needs to ski every day. And he's not skiing every day unless he lives in the mountains. So why get him skis if he's probably going to use a set of skis like once a year? You know what I'm saying? So what does your guy really need? Who is your guy? What brings him joy? And what is your budget? Those are the 3 questions that you need to ask yourself. Go and shop. Go and shop. Go and shop. All right. The next question is a little bit dicier. By dicey, I mean escándalo. And I'm actually going to email this person to tell her that. Escándalo, escandalosa, ¿cómo? Listen, we all do things that aren't very logical sometimes when it comes to love. And sometimes we tend to, make mistakes because of love or because of lust or whatever the case. And I think this woman, I'm going to, just like all the rest, remaining nameless, she emails me and she says, "Dear Suhaiti, I need advice ASAP. I started seeing my boss about 6 months ago. I am 22 years old and he is about to be 48 years old. I really, really like him, but he is married. This is his 2nd marriage. The first wife he cheated on, and then he cheated on his wife with me, the current wife. They have been married for 2 years. He does work a lot. We talk, we hang out, and I know that he only wants me, but I'm so stressed out. He has a family. What do I do?" Ciao, boo-boo. What do you do? The answer's right there. He's married, and I'm not saying that people are married and they're happy. Maybe this guy is unhappily married. if the circumstance were different, if you're talking about a guy, this is his first time being married, he's never cheated before, it's not really part of his personality, it's not something he would ever do. You know, it's like, if Boo were to cheat on me, I would be so shocked because he's never cheated on anyone he's ever been with. We've talked about that before. He's very clear about what cheating is to him. Him and I talk about it, and we talked about it in the beginning of the relationship. Even kissing is considered cheating for us. We consider emotional cheating real cheating if you're having an emotional relationship with someone of the opposite sex that you are attracted to. That is cheating for us. And he doesn't even have a history of cheating. He's never cheated on anyone. I've never cheated on anyone. So for him to tell me, oh my God, I've cheated, I think I would be really shocked, and I probably, you know, I don't know if I would forgive him, but it's not a pattern is what I'm saying. This guy, your boss, first of all, he's a lot older than you. You're 22 and he's 48. He's married with kids, and this is his second rodeo. So he's been married twice and he cheated on the last wife, and now he's cheating on this wife with you. I'm going to tell you something that I was told when I was in a similar scenario. Yes, I was in a similar scenario, a little bit different because I wasn't banging the guy. I'm assuming you're having sex with your boss slash boyfriend as his mistress. I'm assuming. Maybe you're not. Maybe it's an emotional affair. I had an emotional affair with a man, and we did. Actually, I helped him cheat because we kissed. That's all that we did. But I refused to sleep with him or spend any more time with him in that capacity, alone, you know, in a bedroom. We were always hang out, and when we would hang out, it was always in public because I just didn't want to put myself in a position where I would sleep with him because I was so into him, just like you. Like, I was so, so into him. I thought he was my soulmate. I was, like, in love with this guy. And he had a fiance. He was with a woman. He lived with her. They were together for 6-7 years. And he kept telling me that he was unhappy. You know, he wanted to break up with her. He was gonna leave her. You know, same song and dance. I'm not sure if this guy is saying that. I'm assuming he is, because you're asking me this question like he's putting these ideas in your head. So I have been there. The difference is that I moved on because it was clear as day to me that this man was not going to leave his fiance. A couple of years after our slight affair, our makeout affair, an emotional affair that we had, I was in a relationship and it wasn't the greatest relationship. The guy was a nice guy. We were good friends to an extent. You know, we met, we built a foundation as friends, but we didn't have any chemistry. We didn't have that passion. We just weren't supposed to be together in that capacity. We should have just stayed friends, but neither of us wanted to be single. So we kind of, like, you know, kept going with the relationship, even though it was like, blah, the relationship was like so dry. We were not supposed to be together. So finally, I broke up with him after a year of being together and almost a year of blah, really. And what I did was I called the guy that I had an emotional affair with, that I had that kissing affair with, because I always thought he was my soulmate. That was then. This is now. I don't think so anymore. But I had this idea in my head. I was just like you. I felt like he was it, right? I wanted him so bad. You know, I feel like he's the one. I said the universe is going to help me and help him. And eventually we're going to be together. So I thought 3-4 years later, let me just email him and reach out and see what's up with his life. Maybe he's single. And I've heard of these stories all the time where you meet someone, you hit it off, it doesn't work out because of timing, and then 20, 30 years later, these people come back together and they get married and they live happily ever after and everything's amazing, and it turns out this person was really the one. Those stories definitely drive this type of fantasy, right? That something might not work out now, or it might be a bad circumstance, but in the future, it could be because this person is the one. And I have a feeling this is what you're thinking, and this is what I thought, which is why I called the guy I didn't call him. Actually, I didn't have his number. I did have his number, but I didn't want to call him because I thought it was presumptuous. I emailed the guy an hour after my ex-boyfriend walked out the door after I broke up with him because he's the first person I thought of, because he was the last person I ever had those deep feelings for, that deep connection with, and I was like, maybe this is it. Maybe timing is on our side. So I email him. He emails me back right away. And in my email, I'm just like, hey, so-and-so, I know this is out of the blue, but I was thinking about you. I don't even know if you check your email, but I hope all is well. He emailed me back in 2.2 seconds and was like, oh my God, Suhaiti, it's so great to hear from you. I think about you all the time. My feelings for you never faded. And I'm all like hype, like, oh my God, I feel the same way. I just ended a relationship right now, but I live in Los Angeles. Where are you living? He was still in New York. And I was like all souped up, like, oh my God, maybe this is it. Timing is on our side. I didn't sleep with him, so karma's on my side. Even though he had a fiance that he was living with. And then me tira la bomba. Things are great. I'm still at this job and I'm still with so and so. And I'm like, oh really? He was like, yeah, this relationship is complicated. So it's like he was going back to kind of stringing me into that mentality that, oh, you know, I'm with her but I'm unhappy, but I'm thinking about you. You know, hindsight is 2020. So in that moment I said to myself, Suhaiti, no te ponga, don't you dare get back and fall back into this pattern and deal with this. Because this man that I helped cheat had developed this pattern with me where he would give me enough. He would give me a little taste and say the right things. And I do believe that he had feelings for me. And maybe he still had feelings for me when I reached out to him that very day when my ex-boyfriend walked out my door. But his lies and his fabrications and his complicated, you know, like relationship, it was all the same. He gave me just a taste and just enough to get me going and get me hyped up and get me really hopeful, really. And there they are together. And at the last I heard, I actually never emailed him back. Because I said, I'm not going to repeat patterns. I'm not going to be pulled into this pattern. I see it. I'm clear. And he never heard from me again. And I heard that he married that girl. You know, he married that girl. And I'm saying this to you, my lady friend on Facebook. You're actually not my friend, but I'm calling you my friend, mi amiga, because everyone who asks me questions about relationships, we have a special connection because you're confiding in me. And trusting that I'm really going to take your question serious enough to not only answer it, but put a lot of thought into my answer and not just blow it off or even judge you, because I'm not judging you. I try not to judge people who ask me questions. We all do things that are questionable, but it's part of life and it's part of growing up. I would just leave him alone. It's difficult because he's your boss. That's a terrible, very hard situation that you're in. It's challenging to leave him alone. I don't know how long that you have been in this job. You've been seeing him for 6 months. I would call it off, but I would cover yourself because he's your boss. So make sure that you're very clear on the employee handbook. You're very clear on work relationships, on, you know, boss and employee relationships. Also, make sure that there's not a sexual harassment thing. Like, just do your research and do your homework before you call it off. But please call it off. This isn't going to end well. You're going to end up hurt. This is a pattern that this guy has. It's not his first time cheating. It's not his first marriage. Even if he got with you and left his wife, what do you think is going to happen with you? Like a wise friend said to me, Suhaiti, if he cheated on his girl with you and you get with him, what makes you think that he's not going to cheat on you? And I used to think about that all the time. Like, I want him to leave that girl, his fiance, for me. But can I ever trust him because he left his fiance for me and was sneaking around making out with me in cars and stuff? So, déjalo tranquilo, por favor. And tell me what happens. At Love Suhaiti, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, email me, Suhaiti at lovesuhaiti.com. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to Love Suhaiti Talk Sevra, the special April Fool's Day / Ask Suhaiti edition. Now, you tell me which questions you think were real and which questions were fakes. April Fool's, that's what it's about. Catch me next time. And of course, subscribe and leave a review. Till next time.
Geico knows. knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the exciting adventure of the daily commute to the peace of mind that GEICO always has your back with 24/7 access to claim service and legendary customer service. But Pamela Mund had one reason in particular.
My skin is extremely averse to most fabrics, except for the soft, buttery feeling of leather. Thankfully, I found my clan of leather lovers in the biking community. It's been life-changing.
GEICO Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.